Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. This is Damon. I got Kyle with me today, and we have a very special guest. First time on the podcast, dear friend of mine, someone that I've known for since high school. And welcome to the podcast, Bonnie Briney. Welcome, Bonnie.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
It's kind of random, right?
Yes, very random. Literally, you asked me yesterday.
I asked her while we were waiting in line. Or actually, she was waiting in line. I wasn't waiting in line. Waiting in line at to get the refreshments after service. And she was like, why are you asking me? I was like, because we're going to be talking about Mother's Day and being a mom. And who better to talk to than you?
Oh, thanks.
What about me?
That's exactly why we wanted to have Bonnie come on. We didn't want this to be a podcast with me and Kyle just talking about Mother's Day. So, Bonnie, something that we've done in the past with first-time guests is we have a segment called What Has God Been Highlighting to You Recently? So wanted to throw it out to you. Is there anything that God's been highlighting to you recently that you wanted to share with our listeners?
The biggest thing that God has been highlighting to me has been saying yes to him, saying yes to his request. Mm. Last year, I was really busy with work, and so I didn't attend church as often, and I was really disconnected. And when we went to the retreat, it all kind of like flooded back those feelings, the connections, like being around my community. Mm-hmm. And I felt like God said, like, lean in on them. Just, you need them. They need you and you need them. So I decided that, like, when God asks me to do something right now, I'm just going to say yes. I mean, unless I'm, like, really, really busy for, you know, work and something's actually booked. But otherwise, I will say yes. So when Damon asked me, I said, well, I guess I'm going to say yes.
I caught you at the good time, huh?
I literally opened my calendar when he asked me. I'm like, let me see what I have going on. And literally Monday had nothing.
There you go.
So other than coming on the podcast, can you give us some examples of things that you've had to say yes, or not had to say yes, that you've chosen that you've chosen to say yes to this year?
Come on, God's not a slave driver.
I know.
Free will, Damon. Come on.
I'm just messing with my words today.
Okay. Well, you got on me last episode. I know. I misused my words. So I'm just throwing it back at you.
I said yes to being called up as a panel on stage at the service, but I don't remember what it was for.
You were on the panel, but you don't remember what you're talking about.
I don't. Now I don't remember. I remember.
See, it must have been God speaking through you because you don't even remember what you said.
I just remember that I was up there. Mark Biles was sitting to my left. And, oh, it was about the retreat. Because Christian was sitting
there. Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that was my first yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You also stepped into, like, the holiday refreshment stuff. That was part of the retreat. Try
something new.
No, but give something back. What were the other ones?
I said I'd volunteer, and then Dale said, oh, I don't think anyone's heading it. And then the next thing you know, here, Bonnie, you can head it. Here are some people that said they want to help too.
Yeah.
That sounds like something Dale would do.
But you do a great job with it. So thank you for using your talents for our church as well.
I like it. It's fun.
Yeah.
And then you also joined a women's small group this year too, right?
I did. I have not been in a small group in a really long time, at least an in-person one. I did one with Sang's group over COVID.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been really, really nice. I feel very blessed by these women, and I needed it. I think I just need to be surrounded. And it's like a time for me to just have quiet time, really. Even though obviously we're engaged, it's I'm removing myself from my family life, my work life. This week we talked about like constantly being on our phone, and I said I can't not be on my phone. That's my lifeline. That's my work. And But when I'm there, I'm not on my phone. I put it down and like I don't even think about it. So I think it's a healthy time for me to just kind of like reset and like remind me like, okay, we need to like have that quiet time with God.
Nice. And she genuinely meant that. She likes these women, not just saying that because our wives are in there. She actually, I could tell she genuinely.
I do. I really, really like being with these
women. Just trying to lighten the mood, but I know because our wives listen. Oh, my wife listens. I don't know if your wife always listens, but.
She might listen this time to kind of.
Mimo's going to give me a little poke after. Why'd you bring me into this one?
We bring you in because we love you. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the cool things about this season, Bonnie, is that as you've been saying yes, it's been saying yes to the Lord, but all of these things have been blessings to you, right? And so in the things that the Lord is asking you, it's not just, I'm asking you to do this and it's not going to be good or it's going to be hard. It's like, I'm doing this, I'm asking you to do this. And when you say yes, you're going to receive a blessing from it. I think that's something, at least from your sharing, it sounds like that's what's happening.
Right, absolutely. I do feel like I'm very blessed by it. And I think being more involved with church and just having my kids see, you know, my actions has helped because they ask all the time now, can we go to church?
Oh, nice.
Can we go to church? It's Monday morning. Can we go to church? I go, oh, we have to wait until Sunday. Sorry. But they're all about going to church. It helps that they have friends in, you know, their classes, and they love going to their classes. Last week when I was away for work, Maddox and Landon opted not to go to church because they said, oh, no class, no church.
That's funny.
But they really genuinely love going. They love all the worship time. And, I think by us just kind of being involved with everyone, they just feel a lot more connected.
And I think that's a really good segue into what we're going to be talking about today, since, you know, we just celebrated Mother's Day this past Sunday. And that's one reason that we had Bonnie on is because we wanted to talk about Mother's Day and just the ways that we want to honor our moms. I always tell people that we have so many amazing people at our church, and, you know, the moms are a big part of that. You know, we have a lot of amazing moms and women at our church, you know, spiritual moms as well, not just the ones that have their own kids, but just we have a lot of moms with, or women especially, that have motherly spirits that take others under their wing. And, you know, we are, a lot of times we're the recipients of that too. So we do want to honor all of the moms and spiritual moms out there, and wanted to, that's part of why we asked Bonnie to come on. So kind of in light of that, and talking about the sermon this past Sunday, even though Kyle hasn't listened or watched it yet.
Not yet. I was part of the dad crew that, or the men crew that took care of the children, because no women were allowed to be helping. So I haven't listened to it yet.
So today Kyle gets to go off the dome. Like,
yep, I am.
So Bonnie, was there anything in yesterday's service that kind of stood out to you? Or we did have some amazing sharing from some amazing women in our church, and it's really cool just to see the ways that God has been leading each one of them differently in their lives as women, as and also in their lives as moms. So is there anything that was highlighted to you?
First off, I loved the women's panel. I loved how Dale brought all those women from the various stages of their children's lives. I can definitely relate to Mindy. Mm-hmm. We're kind of in that stage together. But learning was more from the other women, you know, preparing myself mentally and spiritually, preparing myself for what is to come. And just like from Marcy, you know, really listening and just not like, you know, telling them and like lecturing them, but listening, spending the time to listen. And I've been working on that because my first thing is to react and say no versus like trying to figure out why. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, for me, it was more of a learning experience and picking up the little nuggets that, you know, were put out there for us.
Nice.
I'm looking at Kyle because I want to see what his reaction is since he's going off the dome.
He's usually not
used to going off the dome. Of the three of us, I mean, when Brett's here, well, Kyle's usually the most prepared.
Well, when you were sharing that, like, I know Mimo and I were in those different stages too, and as a parent, you have to kind of shift from a little bit more of that authoritative directive to that listening, but it doesn't just happen like momentarily. You have to kind of grow into that new phase. I know for us, and I know for Mimo especially, there were times where it was awkward and it was a difficult transition. But yeah, to be able to have like self-awareness that, I'm not growing them up to be an adult anymore because I'm treating them still like a little kid. I have to shift my approach, my mentality. It's fun, but it's challenging.
The way I kind of thought about it was almost like prayer, right?
Mm.
Instead of just like constantly like thanking God, praying for God, asking for God, just sitting back and listening to God or, you know, hearing from him, using that now on our children.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think that's been something that the Lord has been kind of highlighting to me recently in my being a dad is what my role is in terms of I think I was getting called out. He told me, your job is to train them. Your job is not to get them to do what you want them to do. Okay. And so,
Who was that called you out?
God.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know if that was someone else.
No. Okay. No, I was running. So, you know, when I normally run, right? Yeah. So then I felt like he was saying, my job is not just to get them to do the things that I want them to do. My job is to do the training. And then, they have a role in it too. They have choices that they have to make. And I could be the most authoritative father and get them to do what I want them to do, but is that really going to benefit them in the big picture? Is that really my role? Is that my job? And if it is my job, then I'm probably going to be miserable and in a bad mood all the time just because it's not going to happen. It doesn't work that way, right? And then that's also going to fracture the relationship that we have with them. So, I felt like he said to trust him in those seasons too, that he loves them just as much as he loves me. And so part of my role is just to help to train and help to build that relationship with them and leave the rest up to him, right? And so I was like, okay, that's actually freeing.
So for me, Bonnie, was there something you heard yesterday from one of the moms of, I have older kids. Was there something that stood out to you that you kind of like, I can see the need for that, or I've never thought of that, or just something that kind of stood out to you from one of our older and wiser moms?
Well, Nancy talked about just kind of preparing them to be on their own and, you know, setting those tools. I know that's like, from where my kids are to where her kids are is really far. But just because I know it's going to be a long process, I think of Maddox automatically because I don't know whether or not we'll have that opportunity to get that far with him or if he will be able to be that independent where he can be on his own. Mm-hmm. And what that looks like for us as a family, and as a mom, like, I just want to, give him everything and every opportunity I can. Obviously I have dreams for him to grow up, get married, have a family of his own. But like, how do I prepare him for, I think it's easy for me to prepare him for that. I don't know how to prepare him for the opposite end of, like, he needs the, support later on in life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where I struggle because I'm scared.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think that for anyone in the parent role, it's you want certain things for them, yet they still, and some of it is they're going to have choices and some they're not. But you don't have control over everything. And that's the hard part of like, but if I try hard or if I put more effort and more pressure. I could try to get the outcome I think they need, but that's not only taxing on you and your relationships with them and your spouse or whoever else in your life, but it's just not realistic either.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Damon now because it's his turn.
Like, I don't know where to go from there. Yeah, I'm kind of at a loss for where we should go from there.
Well, one thought when you were sharing, I had an uncle with special needs, and he fell out of a car when he was, I think, like 4 years old, and severe brain damage and just a lot of other stuff. And he ended up living to his 60s, I believe, in a home, a Christian like home for people with disabilities. And he always brought so much joy to my life. And just thinking about it, my kids got to know him when they were pretty little, but he passed away when they were pretty young, so they don't remember him well. But it's such a treasure that he lived as long as he did. And so it's just like it's hard because it's a burden and it's a struggle, but at the same time, it's so life-giving. And so to have like those two opposites, it's like it wears you down, but then it's also like, so I can imagine like Maddox can, he's got needs and it's things that are difficult and things that put an extra burden on you. But I mean, when he comes to church, I love seeing him.
He loves church.
It brings such a smile to my face. I love giving him a high five. And it's just, yeah, it's that's the hard part of a parent. Whether they're going through something like he has or any kind of medical issue or just life difficulty, you get torn of like there's this love and compassion, yet there's this burden and yeah, it's a tough situation.
Yeah, that God has replaced in him for, you know, is all that joy, that happiness. You know, he's easygoing and, you know, he just has this love for life and everyone around him. Mm-hmm. He's that kid that goes to the mall and will just randomly yell out to a stranger, "Have a nice day." So that brings so much joy to us and it blesses other people.
Right.
And, you know, that's what God has taken away. He's replaced with something, I think, more amazing. And, you know, I think being able to use him to bless others, because I always, give him a high five and, reinforce, like, that was really nice, you know. They probably needed that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, earlier you were sharing too about,
I was thinking the same thing.
about Maddox and something that happened at church this past Sunday too. Do you want to share a little bit more about that experience with him?
Yeah. On Sunday we had the baby dedications. And Maddox loves worship. He's always, you know, in the front singing, dancing. But I noticed that when they were playing worship in the beginning that he was like even more into it than normal. Like the spirit was definitely moving in him. It just looked like he was way more connected than usual. And then when we were doing the dedication, when they were dedicating Penelope, I noticed that his hand was up and his eyes were closing down. Like he was really, really blessing her. Like you could feel that energy from him. And, I pulled out my phone and I snapped a photo of him, but just to kind of remember that moment. But yeah, God moves in him in amazing ways, in a way that, you know, he doesn't understand and comprehend yet. But I feel the spirit stirs in him, and I think it helps Landon, because when Maddox gets excited about it, Landon gets excited about it. Mm-hmm. So at night, Maddox is like, all right, worship time. Or he, you know, he picks a song and they just want to listen to that song over and over before they go to bed. So, yeah.
And I think it's cool how Maddox just dives in. Right. And so for some of us, thinking, am I going to raise my hands in service? Am I going to do this? We have so many competing thoughts that it's hinder us from just diving in. And so it's cool to see when Maddox just like, I'm just going to go for it. Right. And then he goes for it. And then experiences like this, where it's like, wow, there's the Spirit's moving differently in him just because he's just going for it. Where I think sometimes we don't allow ourselves the opportunity for the Spirit to move because we're trying to wrestle. Is that from God? Is that from me? What is it? Am I going to look like? Did, like all these different things that are going on where sometimes we just need to, all right, I'm just going to go in.
Right.
So another thing, Bonnie, I think is always a blessing for me is some of the ways that you've shared with me, different ways that you've been trying to speak into Maddox and Landon or just different conversations that you've had with them about God. And I'm always blessed hearing some of those. So I think it would be really cool for our listeners to hear just some of the different ways that you're trying to speak into them and teach them about God and just some of the different ways that you're doing that. So would you be open to sharing some of those?
Yeah. So Maddox has special needs. He's in a special needs class, and with his needs, like he has behavior issues sometimes in class or just a hard time focusing. And so ever since kindergarten, driving to school, we had a long drive. We went to school across town. I would do these like prayers, mantras, whatever you want to call it, where we would literally scream at the top of our lungs in the car, just be he and I, like, I will be a good listener. I will do my work. I will not throw. you know, and then we would then say, Jesus, please walk with me. Jesus, please protect me from the enemy. Jesus, please hold my hand. Jesus, I love you. Amen. And that was like every single day, every day. And if I didn't do it, he would remind me. Because sometimes, you know, when you're rushed to go to school, you're just like, let's get there. And a lot of times because it was so repetitive, we said it in the same order every day, he was able to just start saying it on his own without me, you know, leading it. And then we stopped going to that school and we were walking to school. And at first I was kind of embarrassed to like do it on our walk because there's other families walking. But then I would say like a couple months into the school year, I was like, okay, let's just do it. And so when I would walk with him, most of the time Doug was taking him to school, we would do our mantras. But whenever we did it, I felt like he went to school like more peaceful, and he did better those days. On days like that we would forget, I would see it on the daily report. So I definitely feel like the power of prayer. And then I think, you know, God hears, you know, the kids. He loves the children. And like when they're praying to him, it's extra special, I feel like. And, so I think like when the kids take the time to pray, and even at night, like, I feel like if I pray with him at night, pray over him. We do something very similar at night, you know, thanking the Lord for a great day, or I'm sorry for acting out in class or hitting so-and-so. I feel like when we pray, they go to bed more peaceful, they wake up happier, and yeah, we start the next day, you know, on a good foot.
I think just hearing you share that, it makes me think that, you know, one of the things was Jesus, hold my hand. And just going, having that before you get to school, how much throughout his day was Jesus reminding him, oh yeah, Jesus is holding my hand. Jesus is with me. Jesus, you know, and like, that's such a cool thing. And it sounds so simple, yet all of us adults can do the same thing, right? It seems like, oh, that's good for kids, but oh wait, why can't I do that? Jesus, be with me today. Jesus, you know, just reminding ourselves throughout the day, whatever method that takes, like a bracelet on your wrist or a reminder on your phone, excuse me, but how much peace that brings and how much that can refocus you, like, oh yeah, that thing I'm worried about right now really doesn't matter, or that thing that's getting under my skin, I need to let it go. And yeah, that's a cool example that you shared.
And I think sometimes too, when we think about praying, we think of, oh, we got to use these long words. We got to say these long things. Mm-hmm. And if I can't repeat myself, I can't. But I think in your example, it's good because these are easy, simple ways just to, as reminders, right? And we all need, like, kind of like Kyle was saying, we all need those types of reminders, right? Even just to say, like, Jesus, you love me, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that's a simple reminder so that when we walk out through our day and something happens, like, oh, but Jesus, you love me, mm-hmm. right? And so I think this is just a really cool example that you're setting for Maddox to say, it doesn't need to be some fluffy, big words, big, long, super thing. And it's okay if it's repetitive because mm-hmm. maybe sometimes those are the ones that actually sink in mm-hmm. because they're on the front of our mind, not somewhere deep down. And so I think that's a really good example. And it also shows, too, why Maddox is able to dive right in, because you've already conquered some of those things where you're walking to school screaming at the top of your lungs. And, you know, a lot of people would not take that step.
Well, I mean, Damon's known me for a long time. And, like, just praying out loud is still really new for me. And so for me to do that was a big step. But then I felt God told me, like, you have to lead by example. Mm-hmm. And I think my relationship with God has gotten so much closer because I want the kids to be closer to God. Mm. You know, I grew up in a Catholic church and it just felt different. Mm. I didn't experience God in the same way. And I want to give the kids that opportunity to have a relationship with God. Mm. This relationship that I never felt. Mm. And I think just, yeah, being that example for them has, like, strengthened my own faith.
So it's cool to see how, you know, you're being intentional about trying to do that for your kids, but it's also been beneficial for you too. And so it's like a kind of a mutually beneficial thing as you say yes, as you step into these things, as you say, I'm not going to let what other people think about me stop me from, you know, screaming at the top of my lungs as on this walk. And then seeing, it's like Maddox is actually picking that up and he's actually doing that now, and he's receiving, and now he's actually giving blessing to Penelope in that time too, because he's able to go to that place because he's seen you do it. So I think that's really cool that, you know, just the influence that a mom has on their children, because they're always watching, right? And so right. as they watch, as they pick up these things, we see them do it, and it's actually a blessing for other people too.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other stories? Any other things that come to mind?
Not that I can think of. Can you think of any that I've told you?
I don't know. There's just so many, but actually the one that you described was one of the ones that I really wanted you to share. So I'm glad that's the one that came out, because I do think that, you know, there are a lot of opportunities for us as parents that we can speak into our kids that we don't even think about, right? So like on the drive to school, I think that's an awesome time for us to be able to connect, because, you know, so for me, that's been one thing that I've been trying to do this year in particular, because I have multiple drop-offs. And so there's times where I have like Dylan by himself and then the girls by themselves. So it's like, okay, when I have Dylan by himself, how much other time do I actually have with him where there's not a ton of other people? So it's like, okay, I need to make sure that I'm spending at least a little bit of that time to speak into him or to build that relationship, build that connection, because I don't know if there's a lot of other time where it's just me and him by ourselves. So I do think that it's really cool that you're being intentional about those times where you have with them without distractions from other people, but to speak into them, to pour into them, and then to, you know, show them your faith, not just tell them about your faith, but to show them your faith too.
So I don't know where this fits and if you're open or not, but I felt like when you were just talking about that, about how hard it is for you to even pray out loud, I thought it would be a blessing for you to pray for the moms. So whether it's at the very end of the thing or right now, and then we can do something after, I'm not sure where you think it would fit, but I think it's because I think it ties in with your saying yes. And then just the fact that I think that's something that you have overcome. And I think because people just listen to you share that. And then when you step into that, it doesn't have to be a long thing, but that's going to be like a way for them to see, I can overcome my fears. I can overcome my inhibitions and stuff too. So
you shouldn't have led the episode off with, this is my yes year, because Kyle's going to use it against you.
Oh, ouch, man. I'm not cheap.
Okay. Let me do that at the end so that I can formulate or, you know, come up with something.
Okay.
All right, Kyle. So since we need to give...
It's the end now.
I was going to just say, we need to give Bonnie some time to think about what she wants to pray. So Kyle, is there anything that you would want to... Like an example that your mom set for you that you feel like you've taken into either adulthood or in raising your kids that you feel like, this was a really good example for my mom?
You know, my mom did a great job. But then when you become a parent, you see the other side, or you see a different angle to how things went. And I thought this might sound mean or weird, but I wish my mom would have been more honest or open with the things that were a struggle, the things that were hard for her, or the things that she didn't do well, because I think that would have helped me do that better as a dad, as a parent also, where I feel like that, especially that generation, you kind of hid, you didn't talk about that stuff. You just did your best, and you felt like even if you were miserable inside, you acted like it was good. And I felt like there was things that she did growing up that she kind of hated doing that I had no idea until recently. And I'm like, I wish you would have shared some of that. Like I would have behaved differently, or I would have taken on things differently if I would have known that. So I think for moms and dads too, but just to be more vulnerable with your kids of your, and I won't even say failures, but even just the things that are difficult for you, because I think kids will understand that in the long run, and they'll appreciate it as they get older. How about you, Damon? Back at you.
I think for me, when I was growing up, I always felt like my mom was like super mom, because it felt like she was good at everything. Maybe that's why I like Tracy, because she's good at everything too. But yeah, so growing up, I always felt like my mom was good at everything. She could play any instrument. She was super strong. She was super confident. She was able to accomplish a lot of different things, like full-time working, raising us. She always made sure that we had, you know, food on the table for dinner, and it always seemed like she cooked a lot. So it was like, how does she get so much stuff done? And then, yeah, I just feel like in that it was, and she never, or at least not to me, or I didn't notice, it was like not complaining about it either. And so I felt like that was such a good example of just being able to manage a lot of different responsibilities and but at the same time having a good attitude about it. Because I just always felt like my mom was able to do so much stuff. It's like super mom. And then she was always had a good attitude about it. So I thought that was really a good example for me too. Just to the attitude that you have when you're, you know, doing a lot of different things and taking care of the responsibilities too.
Oh, attitude is everything. Unfortunately, I don't have it. I do a lot. I juggle a lot. And... then sometimes I feel like my kids suffer from it, because I'm like, let's go, go, go. We're always on the go. And, you know, and I do I like that instant gratification. I need that like now, now, now. And they're kids. They don't move as fast as me. And I get frustrated. But yeah, I need to have a better attitude and say, it's okay. We'll get there when we get there.
I've been on that journey, so I get you. All right. Have you had enough time to formulate?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. So we just want to say, you know, we love all the moms out there that are listening, and all the spiritual moms out there as well. And so may this prayer from Bonnie be a blessing to you. Yeah. So take it away, Bonnie.
I don't have a lot of big eloquent words.
That's fine.
That's perfect.
Lord Jesus, Thank you for surrounding our church with so many wonderful women, moms, spiritual moms. Being a mom is such a blessing. It's such a joy. And we thank you for those opportunities to teach, to motivate, to encourage, and to just pour love and joy into our children. But we also understand that there are struggles, frustrations, and a lot of us moms, I feel, hold that in. We hold it in. We don't want to show everyone that we're struggling. And I just pray over all these women that they are able to lean on one another, because we all have been there. We understand that they know that there is an outlet, whether it's through their spouses, other women, or through you, Lord, that we just lay all those fears and those stresses at your feet and just lift it all to you, that you will take care of all of us and just watch over us. I pray for your love and protection over all the women, all the children, and our husbands too. But just to pour your love, Lord, and our trust in you, that you will take care of it. I pray that everyone has a beautiful week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Bonnie.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for stepping out of your comfort zone to do that. On this podcast, that's going to be listened to by thousands of people, right?
Well, we have thousands now? Awesome.
Thanks.
At least it's not that big.
But you never know. This episode could go viral.
You never know.
So as we wrap up, you know, I think one thing that can happen too on Mother's Day is that those women that don't have children can have a feeling of like, either not being enough, or just this can be a struggle for some women. So, you know, one thing that I felt like it would be good for us to do is just to really send our love to those women too, that, you know, you're not alone. There are everyone goes through different struggles, right? And so I know that one thing that the enemy will try to do is to try to put you in a position where you feel alone. And that's something that I feel like our church, you know, because of the relational nature of our church, you know, there's a lot of people that I always tell people, we have so many amazing people at our church. Like, and in times of difficulties or struggles or frustrations, really kind of like Bonnie was saying, that's when we need community. And so this might be a difficult season for you, talking about Mother's Day and, you know, people sharing about their experiences with their kids. And if it is a struggle for you, I encourage you to reach out to someone just to connect with, and share and really feel loved, you know, because I think that's one of the hard parts during seasons that are difficult is it feels isolating and it feels easy to go to those places. And so in those times, that's where we really need community, and that's where we really experience what it means to be stronger together. And so just want to encourage you, if that's resonates with you, if that's something that is, if this is a difficult season for you, just to remember the enemy wants to isolate and the Lord wants to connect. Mm-hmm. So.
I'm good. I'm not going to interrupt you this time, Damon.
Wow, that's a first. So, yeah, so we love you. We love all the women at our church. We love, you know, and we want the best for you. Bonnie, do you have any closing words?
Nope. Bring us home, Damon.
All right. So, you know, like I was saying to all the women out there, we love you. We appreciate you. We know that the Lord is for you. And we want you to be able to experience what God's heart is for you to flourish. And so, as usual, until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season.